Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of KDHL's AM Minnesota program. Julie Faulkner, who is the Executive Director of the Paradise Center for the Arts, joins us for our first Monday of the month visit about happenings at the Paradise Center. We're moving into summer, Julie.
Yes, yes, we are. And thank you to everybody who became a member in May. We made our membership May goal. We had 105 memberships in the month of May.
So awesome.
Thank you. And thank you, Gordy. I think Gordy was one of them.
Yeah. We got to get 105 every month. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, that would be wonderful. And you don't have to wait till May. You can do it now.
Well, if you got 105 every month, you know, people say all the time, how come we don't get some huge name entertainment? Well, it costs money.
It does. It does. And we need your support to continue this wonderful programming we're offering. And we have coming up in June, Little Fish Improv, June 21st. That is a group that actually kind of became a group. Part of the people were from the Paradise Community Theater. Some were from the Merlin Players. And they started rehearsing and doing improv. And now they're performing. They've been performing, I think, a couple years. But it's always fun to see. And you never know what's going to happen.
That's what improv is.
Yes. And Buddy Rickard is kind of the person who's leading the improv. And Glennis Lessing is in it. And our buddy Sam Temple. I'm sorry, I don't know everybody's names, but Glennis was actually at the Straight River Art Festival this weekend. She's a pottery artist, and I had no idea she was into improv until I saw her on our stage, I think last year. So get your tickets for that at paradisecenterforthearts.org. And then after that, we have Transit Authority, a tribute to Chicago, on Saturday, June 28th.
That'll be awesome.
This band is amazing. Sponsored by Mary Donahue, Saturday, June 28th, 7:30. And the tickets for this one are pretty low. They're $21.50 for a member, $26.50 for a non-member, and $16.50 for students.
And you don't have to pay for parking.
Nope, we won't charge you for parking. And our concessions, our bar, we try to keep those prices low for you, too.
Now, what's a beer?
A beer is $6 and wine is $6. So it's pretty reasonable.
Well, compared to the ballpark, I mean, go to the Twins game. Paying $12 for a beer or something. Probably more than that now. I haven't been to a Twins game in a couple years.
I haven't either. I haven't been to one in the new theater or the new stadium.
Oh, gee, mini crickets. I opened in 2010.
I know. I got to get over there someday.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. May not be her thing. Anyway, how did that Straight River Art Festival go?
I was only there for a couple hours, but the weather was perfect. There was tons of people when I left. I think it was a great time, and they were in Central Park this year.
It was Saturday, right?
Yep, Saturday. Yep, I was there in the morning. I helped set up the Paradise booth. And then I helped Tammy with some raku firing.
Did they move to Central Park because of the construction down near Heritage Park?
I think one of the reasons was the Depot Fest. The Depot had a big event, and it was kind of right there. And that I think they were concerned with parking.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I drove by the Depot in the morning, they had their whole parking lot blocked off for their event. So... But I think Central Park was amazing. Good viewing. I mean, people drive by and see what's happening. And
how many booths did they have?
I think 32 artists, which that's good numbers.
Do you get that many? Are you involved in the Heritage Days art?
No. I think that's Carrie Casper does that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
No.
I think she was on AM Minnesota now. They think about it a couple weeks ago talking about that.
Yeah. Carrie's always doing stuff with the city. I think she actually works for the city. And she does a lot with Heritage Days.
Right. But you guys don't do anything specifically for Heritage Days.
No, we kind of let them do their entertainment. And we try not to do entertainment that same weekend.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, just try to... have the people focus on Heritage Days.
You coordinate things together. I mean, they have their concerts in the park on Thursdays.
Yep.
Those will be starting soon.
I would think so. I think they start in June.
Usually they do. Yeah. School gets out and then a lot of things start.
Yes.
Like the Aquatic Center opened this past weekend.
Yes, I bet Kevin's very busy.
Today, 90 degrees.
Oh, it'll be popular. And school's out. Yeah, that'll be fun.
We all remember when we were young. Now, me, my parents made a big mistake.
Uh-oh.
My brother and I and my two sisters were given a choice to play either baseball or swim.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I chose, of course, baseball.
Yeah.
So neither one of us know how to swim.
Oh, no.
My two sisters took swimming lessons.
Oh.
It was kind of a mistake.
Yeah, I loved the pool when I was young. Also this summer, we'll have Assassins presented by the Paradise Community Theater. Eric Parrish will be back directing for us. He's the director of Assassins.
You know, I just was thinking I shouldn't have said that.
What?
What I just said.
That you can't swim?
No, somebody wants to get rid of me. They know how to do it.
I don't think that's going to happen, Corey.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay. Assassins will be our summer musical.
Well, what made me think of it was the word assassins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I suppose. Well, yeah, you kind of, the title for this play kind of gives it away, what it's about. It's about the nine people who have tried to assassinate U.S. presidents. It's a Stephen Sondheim production, and Stephen Sondheim is famous for Into the Woods, or at least that's what I know him for. Assassins is going to be very unique, and I know Eric will do a great job. And our Will McIntyre is in it. And I'm blank. Palmer Huff is in it. Lee, I think Jorgensen is in it. Kimberly's in it. I should have had the list in front of me. Sorry. We will have the director and some of the cast on AM Minnesota later this summer to tell you more about Assassins.
It'd be awesome. When is that again?
That starts July 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. So this one's going to overlap with Rice County Fair a little bit.
Have you seen this play?
I have not, but I'm very interested in it. I love history. So I can't wait. And I don't know a lot about some of the assassins. I mean, John Wilkes Booth, Harvey Oswald, we all know them, but there's some of the other ones I'm not familiar with.
It's not a musical.
It is a musical.
It is?
Yes. And I heard they need to have very strong voices to be in this musical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I can't wait. One of my favorite productions, two favorite productions at the Paradise was 10 November, which was directed by Eric. And it was a musical about the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald and then Rocky Horror. So I can't wait to see what Eric does with this.
What's the name of that song?
Which one?
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh.
Was that in the play?
Not in this one. Oh, in the other one? I don't think so.
Might have been called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
I can't remember. I'm totally blanking now.
Well, we're going to look it up at some time. Right now, we're going to get our opening market report, a service of your KDHL Agri Boosters, including, oh my word. No, not oh my word. Including Craig Keller at the Keller Insurance Agency. Near Strand, Craig helps protect all things that are important to you. Northland Farm Buildings has quality post-frame construction. NorthlandFarmBuildings.com is where you can get more details.
On Monday morning, soybeans are lower, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower, seeing spillover from bean meal and reacting to increased trade tensions with China. U.S. planting and development conditions look favorable in most areas. July beans are down 7 at 10.34 and 3 quarters. August is 8.5 lower at 10.28 and a half. July bean meal is down $1.40 at $2.94.90. And despite the strength in crude oil, July bean oil is down 51 points at $46.38. Corn's up, watching U.S. development conditions with rain in the near-term forecast for parts of the region. Early second crop harvest activity is getting underway in Brazil. July's up 4 1/4 at 448 and a quarter, and September's 2 1/4 higher at 425 and a half. And wheat tires, the trade watches weather in the United States, Canada, China, Europe, and the Black Sea region. There's also support from escalations in Russia's war on Ukraine. July Chicago's up 10 3/4 at 544 and 3/4. With the dollar down, cotton's up. July's 107 higher at 66.13, and October's up 75 at 68.19. But on profit-taking, July rice is down 5.5 at 13.44. September's 5.5 lower at 13.60.5. Live and feeder cattle are up, supported by last week's cash and wholesale business, watching the distribution of this week's show list. August live's a dollar and a dime higher at 210.45. October's up 115 at 208.55. August feeders are $1.30 higher at $300.12. And hogs are up with Friday's higher close in pork. July lean's 42 higher at 105.35. August is up 85 at 105.87. The Dow's down about 215 points. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
AM Minnesota. On the Mighty 920 KDHL.
Once again on our AM Minnesota program, Julie Faulkner is with us. She is the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. Always used to call it Faribault's Hidden Gem. I don't think it's hidden anymore.
No, we're not hidden. We're out there.
You're right smack dab in the middle of downtown Faribault. Your beautiful marquee.
Mm-hmm.
No more stepping on ladders.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, I can't believe how many years people got up on that 12-foot ladder and changed those letters.
In the winter.
In the winter, in the summer, in the rain, in the sleet. Yeah, it was bad. It was very dangerous. And Heidi Nelson, our previous director, did it. And most people know she's not that tall. And she would get up there on that ladder. So we are so thankful and grateful to everybody who donated to make that happen.
Well, and because of the marquee being what it is, you can put all kinds of messages up there and rotate them.
Yes, we do. We are advertising our upcoming shows right now. Little Fish Improv, Saturday, June 21st. Transit Authority, Tribute to Chicago, Saturday, June 28th. Assassins, starting July 11th. I think we have information up there about membership, about classes, gallery opening coming up here in June. And we are going to announce our new season this Thursday, June 5th.
You mean for the
2025-2026 season. We will have our brochures, our new season guides, by the end of this week. We will be mailing those out to all of our wonderful members. If you're not a member, you're going to have to come in and get one of those. The Faribault Daily News does that for us. And thank you, Kate. She's the one who puts it together for us, does the design work, works with us. It takes quite a while to get this publication ready. And we'll have tickets live on sale also on June 5th. We're going to have a volunteer appreciation event. Those people will be able to sign up for the volunteer opportunities. So we're rolling it all out on Thursday.
So this new brochure comes out.
Yes.
Has everything over the next year.
Yes.
I can purchase tickets for anything a year out.
Yes. And if you're a member, the senior membership and the individual membership, you'll get two of those tickets at the member rate per performance. If you have the family or the business membership, you get the discount on up to 6 tickets per performance and for all the classes you want to take too.
You have a lot of businesses that have signed up?
We have a few. And we have wonderful sponsors again this year making this programming happen. Reliance Bank, we couldn't do it without them. Federated Insurance, the Ball Foundation, Quality Appliance, Shar and Larry Johnson, Southern Heights Dental, Richie Eye Clinic. I don't have the list in front of me. And we've got a bunch of our Faribault sponsors back, and Faribault Bar Crawl will be on Halloween this year. So start planning your costume. We're going to have some fundraisers. We're going to have some fundraisers for some other organizations. We got a busy, busy year coming up.
All right. Fantastic. So what else is happening in June? You mentioned the gallery.
We have classes coming up, too. I believe the Kate Langley classes, I'm not sure if they're 100% filled yet. But
checking right now.
You could go to our website and look. Kate was doing some free classes made possible by a Minnesota State Arts Board grant.
She's looking on her phone.
And then we do have some new classes, Painting with Yarn. That one's brand new. That's for ages 9 to 13. That will be June 11th at 2 p.m.
Did you say painting with
painting
yarn?
Painting with yarn. Yep. It looks fun. I would really like it. It's for ages 9 to 13. That would have been right up my alley at that age. acrylic beach painting. That's ages 5 to 10. That's also in June. Make a miniature table lamp. That's ages 10 to 16. And then we have a Sushila Anderson coming back and doing some new mosaic classes in June. I teach paint a portrait of your pet. Let's see, what day is that? That's June 19th. Autumn Caroline is back with another photography class. The last one we had was a huge hit.
I'll bet it was. That's the number one thing at the fair, the exhibits.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I should get something together for the fair. Acting Fun for Little Ones, that will be at the end of June. That's always popular. Diane Lockerbie's wheel throwing and hand building classes. I believe one of those is already full. Again, go to our website and you can check that out. I'll be doing another portrait of your pet class. This one will be for ages 21 and up. And that one will have a little wine with it. And then we have some new class sewing classes. And then we go into July. And July, our theater camp will start. We're doing Cinderella this year. I think that's going to be a huge production. Kayla Mollenhauer is back directing, and Will McIntyre will be the music director for that. And we have 35 kids in Cinderella, and I can't wait to find out who's Cinderella. And we won't know that until July. So, and those tickets will go on sale on Thursday, June 5th, and you can get them at paradisecenterforthearts.org or give us a call at 507-332-7372.
So Cinderella's a young person.
Well, this theater camp is for 8 to 18.
So I'm trying to think of what the original Cinderella was.
This is the Rodgers and Hammerstein version, so it's a musical. Big, big, big musical. And on June 5th, you can find out what big musicals the Paradise Community Theater is going to do in their next season. And they will be selling Paradise Community Theater season tickets, a pass, like we did last year. And you get a discount on the tickets by purchasing them that way. And if you're a member, then you also get another discount. So become a member today, and you can do that on our website.
You have separate clubs? Like if I am only interested, for example, in your galleries, mm-hmm. you have like a gallery club?
We have committees who help us. We have a gallery committee, education committee. Our largest committee is the Paradise Community Theater. The board of directors are volunteers. We're starting up a facilities committee again. Fundraising, we have an ADA committee. I feel like I'm forgetting one. There's lots of people. So, and almost everybody on these committees is volunteers. And that's how the Paradise works. And if you are interested in being on a committee or volunteering at the Paradise, just reach out to us. You can find our emails on our website or click. There's a button on the website that will email us because we can't do it without you guys. And there's perks to being on these committees. You get to see the programming before it happens, or you can be part of the decision-making. For this programming, the Paradise Community Theater works year-round looking for directors and looking for shows for the Faribault community. And then you can participate in those. You can audition. We will have auditions coming up here for our October play, I would think in August. And that one's going to be for kids and adults. And I know there's lots of children out there who want to audition and be on our stage.
Yeah, in the summer. It's air conditioned.
It is.
Just another reason you might want to go.
Yes, and come and see Assassins and learn some stuff too. I mean, I can't wait to learn more about the history of this play. And Transit Authority, who doesn't love Chicago? That one's going to be wonderful. Mary Donahue is sponsoring it. She's very excited. Little Fish Improv, again, June 21st.
I saw the group Chicago in Rochester.
You saw the real Chicago?
20, maybe 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were in Rochester at the Mayo Civic.
Wow. That would have been cool.
Actually, had a date.
Well, keep an eye on our Facebook page on June 5th because we'll be sharing some of the productions we have next year. We've got a stellar lineup of music. We're bringing back some of Faribault's favorites. Paradise Community Theater has another stellar season. I can't wait.
Sounds awesome. Again, that brochure comes out later this week, so you might want to check the... We don't want to hit the website.
And the website, we'll have that live on there too on June 5th. And if you're a member and we've got your mailing address, we will be mailing you that season guide. And again, thank you to the Faribault Daily News for helping that come together. We couldn't do that without them.
No. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
June the 5th. Make sure you check the website.
Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff coming out, and you can get your tickets right away. Wayne and Marlis, they won a drawing at the Roy Orbison show because they became a member during the show, and they're actually the first ones to get tickets to the next season. So they got two tickets to five shows that people that like Roy Orbison would like. So they actually know more about the season, I think, than any other the public right now.
Oh.
They got a special insight.
Fantastic.
So go to our website, paradisecenterforthearts.org, and those tickets will be live June 5th.
Did you say there's a gallery opening this week?
That one is going to be...
This month, I meant to say.
I've got so many things in my head that I cannot remember all of them right now.
Don't blame you.
We will be having a gallery opening June 27th from 5 to 7. We'll be featuring the Minnesota Mosaic Guild, Aramis Wells. He was actually one of the artists at the Straight River Art Festival. We have Marissa Shackelford, Trudy Schaefer, Dana Lacina, and Monica Wilder. So we've got lots of artists that will be in the galleries switching over here at the end of June, opening June 27th. And that gallery season is sponsored by Southern Heights Dental Group. And we have a new sponsor for the gallery season, and that's K&M Heating. And they are the people that you can thank for the AC and the heat at the Paradise.
All right. Fantastic.
They've helped us out a lot. The Paradise has 10 HVAC units, and it's always a struggle to keep them up and running, and K&M are wonderful. I can call Josh, and he'll get somebody over to help us right away.
Did they cut down on the number?
The number of the HVACs?
Mm-hmm.
No. We've replaced all of them except for two. So we only have two more original ones to replace.
Original?
Well, original to the remodel. So the Paradise remodel was in 2006.
Okay.
So if you think about it, those things are 19 years old.
That's old.
And if you own a home, you know, they don't last that long anymore. So we take good care of them, and Josh helps us do that. But, you know, we've got a couple more to replace. And that's why we're reforming a facilities committee to help us with that building. We do have an endowment for the building because of its age and because of the upkeep. And if you'd like to donate to that, you can go on our website, paradisecenterforthearts.org, and donate right to that that fund.
Something to think about, folks, when you're making out your wills.
Yep. We've got lots of expenses, and we count on our donors and our members, our sponsors, the Minnesota State Arts Board, Southeastern Minnesota Arts Council, Carl and Verna Schmidt Foundation. We couldn't do it without all these people.
Do you get a lot of grants?
We do. We've got three grants we're waiting to hear back from the Minnesota State Arts Board. So hopefully we'll find out about one of those in July, another one in August, and I think the other one in October. So it's quite a waiting game to hear back from the grant
organizations. Well, with the state government deficit situation that they're in.
What I heard is that the Minnesota State, the Senate and the House did pass the legacy amendment. And I guess that's good for a biennium. Is that it? 2 years? So we are very excited about that. So that helps secure that 47% of the legacy funds for the arts. We're very lucky to be in Minnesota because some states don't have an arts board like we do.
That it's not going to go away anytime soon?
Oh, I hope not. We fight very hard to keep it. There's Minnesota Citizens for the Arts. They are the people who help us lobby for that legacy funds. So thank you, State of Minnesota.
Yeah, well, and doesn't some lottery dollars go toward it or something?
Yes, there's some snafu about the lottery. They were taking the wrong amount of money for the last 15 years. So I believe there is going to be a slight decrease. I can't remember if it's this year or next year.
In which, no?
I can't remember. You'd probably have to Google it. There's something about they were taking the wrong amount from the lottery funds to the legacy funds. Something about that.
But I mean, the decrease coming in the legacy or the lottery?
No, I think because they overtook too much money from the lottery. Something, I don't know. You'll have to Google it. You have to ask your legislators about it.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a minute left. Did you get something you wanted to sneak in?
Get your tickets
there?
For Little Fish Improv, Transit Authority, Assassins, and we'll be announcing that new season this Thursday.
That's right. Check it out. Brand new season. You don't want to give us a little hint on. Can you reveal one thing from the
one of the ones we're really excited about is A Night at the Theater. It's the Queen tribute with in the Hall of Flames. What's the total name of the show? Shoot. Anyhow, Queen tribute. They've been here before. People are super excited about that one. And we do have a wonderful sponsor for that show. So the tickets will go on sale June 5th. So get ready. Mark your calendar. ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org.
That's this Thursday. So folks, become a member. You won't regret it. You know, they do something well with the visual arts as well as the dramatics. And
yep. We try to do it all.
They try to cover all of the arts, all the form of art, because not everybody likes all of them, if you know what I'm saying. That concludes today's edition of AM Minnesota. Megan Millersburg will be Jerry's guest tomorrow. And, of course, we have BA Fast Pitch State Softball tomorrow. 5:30 is their first game.